I'm Paul Majors. Paul Majors. Majors.
All right, welcome everybody. Happy Cinco de Mayo to everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. And joining us every Cinco de Mayo is the guy who practically invented the holiday. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Majors from Channel 2. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Look at you.
Paul Majors. Yes.
Well,
look at
Cinco de Mayo,
man. Hey, later on we have the Dos Equis chicks coming in, so that's always hot. And Paul Majors from Channel 2. Look at you, man. All right. Now, did you watch the Derby over the weekend?
I did watch the Derby, yes.
Can we bring up Derby 1 through 5 in here? Thanks, buddy. I'm sorry I'm doing this a little late, but I was actually drinking before the show.
You gotta love radio.
It's the only business in the world where that's a legitimate excuse. It's like, you know, I'd love to, but I was just bombed.
I'd like to, too. And I could actually work in product placement.
Right, exactly.
You know, bottle of Dos Equis right
on
the set.
You and who are you co-hosting with nowadays?
Laura.
Mm-hmm. Or Ann Martin or whoever else is over there, you know what I mean? All right, folks, but the Derby was unbelievable. And I've not seen a horse like this, Big Brown, in probably 20 or 30 years. I don't know if you saw the overhead shot from the Goodyear blimp, but when that horse came around the stretch, it took off. And in about three lengths, it was ahead by about three lengths. Like all the other, horses were just staying still.
Found a completely different gear.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And that horse came out of the 20 slot, the 20 hole there. So it had to race another 80 feet further than every other horse, or than the number one horse. And that horse ends up winning by 5.5 lengths over, my pick. Which was, the ill-fated, eight bells. Yeah, which is, too bad because I feel partially responsible because every time I bet on a horse, something happens to that horse.
Did you cash your ticket?
Well, you sort of have to. I didn't go to the window to cash it. I cashed it online. But I did have a piece of the exacta. My dad, on Friday called Big Brown. I called Eight Bells, and between us, we should have made a killing.
Mm-hmm.
But he laid off. He played some exotics. I played some gimmick bets, and we ended up winning like $8.
Know about this whole controversy now with Eight Bells and PETA and everything?
Yeah, yeah. So, well, I see, PETA's probably just doing this to get a little publicity. I understand, because they need that kind of publicity.
Well, see, if what we reported today is accurate, and I hope it is because we reported it, PETA is, they want the jockey on Eight Bells suspended.
Right.
At a minimum.
Right.
Because they claim the horse was injured and he pushed the horse down the stretch injured.
Yeah, well, how would they know? How would people at PETA know?
Well, and if that horse had been injured the way the horse was when they had to put that horse down,
right,
that horse would have done a nosedive immediately.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, PETA doesn't realize this, but if that injury happened 30 seconds ago, 30 seconds before it did, it would have fallen in front of all the other horses,
mm-hmm.
and there'd have been about 9 horses that probably would have gone down, and maybe a jockey killed or two.
Yeah.
But PETA doesn't care about human beings. They care about animals.
Well, see, I just think it undermines their credibility. I think PETA probably does a good job, but when they come out and say something like this,
right,
I think it undermines their credibility.
Yeah. I wonder how many guys over at PETA, though, are sitting, eating up a steak while they're talking about how to suspend the jockey on Eight Bells.
Let's hit Pink's.
Yeah, let's grab a hot dog and talk about how we're going to suspend this guy. All right, Paul Majors is with us, and we have some audio to play from the Derby, and then we're going to do what we do every month with Paul. Where Are They Now? A great special that he runs every single Thursday on CBS News, and it's worth canceling your DVR or your TiVo for any other station and just putting it on 2 at 11 o'clock at night. It really is terrific.
God bless you.
I don't remember the one you did last week, but it was good.
We did the North Hollywood Shootout.
Oh, North Hollywood Shootout.
James, Sabor Man.
And the dentist.
Yeah, and the dentist.
I saw the whole deal. Yeah.
The dentist saved his life, yeah.
Yeah, and the dentist is still there.
Same shop. I said to the officer, so when they're getting fired on, this guy's got a 90-round AK-47.
Right.
Lighting up the asphalt, lighting up cars. Bullets are flying through everything, literally flying through everything. And they decide to make a run that they got to get out of there. cars aren't working. They're not offering any protection. So James tells, you know, James Aboravan, the officer, James says, so we ran just towards that building. And, you know, they end up in a dental office right upstairs. I said, look, you could have gone through the door to the right. It's a dry cleaning business and still is. But he ends up in a dental office where the guy's got the stuff to, you know, work on his wounds and help save his life.
Isn't that amazing?
Bleed to death. Yeah.
Yeah. I also heard, heard he had a root canal at the same time.
You know, it's a twofer.
All right. Here is NBC did terrific coverage, by the way. Got to give hats off to NBC, even though we're a CBS station here. They cover the Derby every year like no other network. They have the guys, the right guys out there. They got the right coverage. The packages that they produce are all the typical horse packages, you know. Guy lost his eyeball to diabetes and then his leg to a car accident, yet he bought a horse for $2,500. He's in the Derby. You know, it's always like, you know, five tragedies leading up to the fact that the guy has a horse in the Derby, and that horse always finishes like 19th, right? Like 58 lengths behind everybody. All right, here is, they're interviewing, you know, Heidi and Spencer from the Hills. I don't know if you ever look at that. It's a kids show. The kids like that show.
My daughter's watching it, yeah.
But here's them taking a shot at Heidi and Spencer from the Hills. Listen to NBC interviewing this young lady.
Heidi and Spencer from MTV's The Hills. Not only a watched show, but a talked about show online, constantly gossiped about. You guys were at the Brown Stable Barn Party last night. Did you realize there were kids all around the perimeter?
And see what they do is NBC, that's an NBC show, right? The Hills. Is that correct? I don't know.
I don't know.
I think it is. Is that right?
MTV.
Oh, MTV. Yeah, MTV. Okay. All right. Let's continue.
Taking pictures of you on their cell phones and talking about you?
Yeah, I think we heard a couple of their screams. They're very friendly, so I think we're going to move here.
Yeah, you like it in Louisville?
We love it here.
Heidi, picking a dress for an event is usually a big task, and now you got to pick a hat, too, which was tough.
Jesus Christ.
It's so great. I tell you, guys don't know what to ask women ever. From the moment you meet your first woman in your life, when you're like 2 years old and there's another 2 year old in the neighborhood, if you're a guy, you have no idea what to say to her. And then when you're dying at 85 from lung cancer, you look up at the nurse and you have no idea what to say to her. You have no idea what to say to women ever in your life. You hope you do at one point. You hope you get a good line in once in a while, and you hope you get laid. But for the most part, they just are a complete mystery. And this guy could go on to talk to the other dude, Chad, Spencer, about the Hills, and he could talk about horse racing and stuff like that. But when it comes to the chick, Heidi, this is all the guy could put together.
Picking a dress for an event is usually a big task, and now you got to pick a hat, too, which was tougher.
Which was tougher, the hat or the dress? And she doesn't consider it to be a tremendous insult either.
I think the hat was tougher. I had to get that first, and then I got the dress after it.
Well, good for you, baby.
Now, do you know anything about horse racing, or are you drawn to the excitement of you?
Do you know why you're standing right in front of us? That's basically what he asked you. You know why you're standing there, darling? And then he asked her for two horses in the race.
Event and the party.
I don't really know a lot about it, but I think I'll find out today. I'm excited. I just want to be here, so.
Heidi, can you name two horses in the race?
Here we go.
Yeah, you can. Come on.
Pyro.
Yes.
And.
Come on.
Brown Baby?
Brown Baby. Well, close. Big brown. Yeah.
500, though, gets you in the Hall of Fame.
It's not bad, but Jesus Christ, you're at the Derby. You're at the Kentucky Derby, and you don't know any of the horses. Sitting there at the Derby, and don't... I mean, there are guys who got killed by that cyclone who probably knew the field, you know, right before they got wiped out. Guys in Bangladesh who only have a radio, and maybe there's one radio in the entire city, and they know, you know, the field. This lady is at the Derby. Couldn't name two horses.
Two horses.
Yeah.
What can Brown do for me, Heidi?
I don't know. We'll see what he can do for me.
And he takes another shot at her here.
Are you going to spend some of that cash that you've been earning in the last couple of years on the horses?
I think so.
Outstanding. You know the champ Lennox Lewis is here.
Well, you know the champ Lennox Lewis, Heidi. Oh yeah,
I had no idea.
Lennox Lewis, you mean the world champ? Yeah, I know the world. Jesus Christ. Anyway, so she was there enjoying herself. Bo Derek was also in the house. Yeah,
I didn't see her. How'd she look?
I don't know if she could still do that. I mean, she looked okay, but I'm not sure that if they were going to remake 10, that they would user. I don't know. I mean,
like 4.5.
Have to change the name of the movie. Ladies and gentlemen.
Three. I saw a picture of her the other day, though.
No, she looks fine. Yeah. I was just, I'm busting her ovaries. But she looks fine. But here's, she's a weird woman, though, because she goes on to talk about a very touchy subject when it comes to horse racing on NBC.
Well, you're legendarily known as the Perfect 10. You've heard that a million times.
You don't think I've tried that at the track many times? It doesn't work.
Bo, in the 10 position is the second favorite today.
Yes, and I love Colonel John. I love Colonel John, too. Yes, I do.
4-1 odds on the 10 position. You're not going to put a little jack on there and not tell your friend who owns Tale of a Cotty?
You never know. Nobody else will know except the guys at the window.
Did I just talk you into it?
But hey, listen, and also we're here working on stopping horse slaughter in the United States.
Oh, all right, well, hope you enjoy that. Stopping horse slaughter in the United States. It was, you know, you do the news every night, Paul. Paul Majors is with us from Channel 2. Is there a big horse slaughter movement that I'm missing? Is there like the American Horse Slaughterers Association? That you've come across.
It's passed me by, too. It has.
The horse slaughter. Stopping horse slaughter.
Did she elaborate here?
Not really.
Did I just talk you into it?
But hey, listen, and also we're here working on stopping horse slaughter in the United States. Nick Zito, the great trainer, and I, we are spokespeople for this cause, and the thoroughbred racing industry has been wonderful.
Okay, thank you very much. Awesome to see you, Bo.
If anyone can stop horse slaughter in the United States, I know that the team of Zito and Derek could do it. Yeah, Bo Derek and Nick Zito. They're putting their heads together and wipe out horse slaughter over.
She's talking about old thoroughbreds or just regular horses in general?
I have no idea what she's talking about. Nobody knows what she's talking about. Maybe there's slaughtering going on.
They still have wild herds in like Nevada. I know that.
Right.
Yeah, maybe they cull those and take those off to...
I don't know. But you know, Paul, with PETA and with this Bo Derek, you know, these crazy animal people... You know, we'll do it. One day, human beings will just say, okay, we've had enough. We're not going to deal with animals anymore. There's not going to be any more zoos. There's not going to be any horse racing, no dog racing, no SeaWorld, nothing. And then animals in about 20 years will wipe themselves out because that's what they do. They're vicious, disease-ridden, animals that are roaming around. They'll eventually eat themselves or disease themselves to death. And there will be no more effing animals on this planet. And that's what's going to happen. PETA's going to wipe out the animals on this planet. That's eventually what's going to happen. I mean, you have no idea. You've been around thoroughbreds.
Mm-hmm.
You have some idea on how well they're treated.
Yeah, very well.
They're treated better than my daughter. They have more protection than my daughter. They eat better than my daughter. They have more veterinarian care than my daughter has doctor care. I mean, they're healthier than my kid.
My oldest brother was at the Derby. He goes every year. He owns horses in Kentucky and Florida, right, and also in Ireland. And I've been to his stables down at Gulfstream Park.
Yeah,
never
beautiful.
Been to the stables in Kentucky, but at Gulfstream, yeah, they're fabulous. Yeah. And those horses, they get more hot baths than I do.
Every day a doctor looks at him. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wish I had, you know, a doctor living in, you know, two stalls away from me. All right, folks, Paul Majors is with us. Check out Channel 2 News tonight, 11 o'clock. And you'll see a brand new suit that he's wearing, the blue one with the red stripes, man. Every time. I know you keep denying it. Every time you come over, you're like, hey, no, I got about 3 suits. The guy's got 500 suits.
They're reversible.
Okay. All right. Next clip here is, this is fun. NBC tries to include everybody in horse racing. People that you would never suspect enjoying horse racing, they like to include them. And so what they did is they got two designers. And these designers work the red carpet. They design clothes for like J-Lo or Madonna. And they had these two guys come in to critique the silks that the jockeys are wearing. All right?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. Ernie's spinning in his grave. All right, here it is. Two designers helping us out when it comes to...
Are you serious?
Yeah, serious, Dougie. To the jocks, clothing.
Billy, I'm lucky enough to be joined in the silks room with James Mishka and Mark Badgley, the famous designers for the red carpeters. That would be like Madonna, Beyonce, J-Lo. So you guys have dressed all the famous people. Now you're in the jocks room looking at the silks. So when you look at these silks, let's start with big brown silks. James, I'm going to ask you first, what about these silks? Do you like them? Would you do it this way or would you do it differently?
I like these silks. I think they're really, you know, Americana, the red, white, and blue is really classic, has a good spirit to it.
Okay, serious.
Right. Oh, my word.
The guy, The guy is serious.
He's serious.
As if he's, you know, putting something on Madonna's back before she goes and accepts her Peabody.
You know, if you're airing this, maybe you should cut back your coverage. You know,
right?
Pick
maybe
it
there's
up
too
10
much coverage
before the race. Maybe
right. It's possible that NBC maybe had too much coverage this year. All right, there they continue here.
The right number of stars, the right number of stripes. Looks perfect.
Well, I like that. Just the right number. Nice balance. Okay, nice so Mark, balance. What about these? These are a capture of the glory. You've got the yellow cat on black, but they add a little bit of flair with the red cap. Red cap is good or not good?
You know, it's fun. It's maybe a little too Halloween-y for me, with the cat and the black and the yellow.
Although, this is how, if some guy tuned in, like let's say, you know, this telecast, NBC's telecast, was shot around the world. You know, 700 million people saw the Kentucky Derby. It's a big deal overseas as well as here in the country. And you know where they really look at it is Vegas. So a guy's sitting there, and he's watching the big screen TV, and he's got his drinks, he's got his bets, and all of a sudden he looks up the screen, and this is what he sees.
I like the cap because you could really see the jockey out in the field. I like the red cap.
Okay, so James, when you're looking at these silks, do you see any that you just were like, I so wouldn't have done that?
I so wouldn't have done this combination. It's just fuchsia and the green just doesn't do it for me. I think that, you know, we've seen this on the red carpet before, and it doesn't work there.
This is like having John Madden at the Tony Awards, you know, telling people what he thought of, you know, the lineup at the Tony Awards. Sometimes it just doesn't make sense to do this.
Mark, what about you?
You know, I think this one's too drab.
What guy that goes to the track wants to hear this?
Mark, what about you?
You know, I think this one's too drab.
She's even laughing.
Could be the... she can't believe she's in the jocks room with these two guys. And the jocks can't believe they're in there either. Yeah. Like, what's going on with these two?
You know, I think this one's too drab. Could be the world's greatest horse, but it just, I wouldn't go here. And I'd love to spruce this one up a bit.
I'm sure you could, too. And James, when you look at him now, which one is your favorite set out here?
I think my favorite set is the turquoise and yellow with polka dots. And you know, we always choose our horses based on their silk, so this is who I would bet on.
Well, lucky for you, that's going to be Z Fortune and Z Humor. So
and then here comes the kiss of death when it comes to Eight Bells.
I'll have two horses to bet on.
I got to win in place, right?
And Mark, what about you?
I love this one. I think it looks so authentic, and it's so elegant and sort of classy. It's a real racing silk, if you ask me.
Well, that's Eight Bells, so you've got to root now for the filly in the race.
Oh, cool. Fantastic.
Black Bunting.
We got to use this drop here. Jerry, can you isolate this right here?
Fantastic. Fantastic.
It's not a way the guys say that at the track.
Fantastic.
All right. All right, Paul Majors is with us, folks. here is, real quickly, you know the trainer of Big Brown. Oh, and by the way, I don't know if, you know, I just was thinking about this today. But Big Brown wins the Kentucky Derby, right? And the girl, the only, you know, female horse in the entire race comes in second. Could that be a foreshadowing of the Democratic race? You got Big Brown, who's the Big Brown horse. You got a black guy running for president. And then the woman comes in second. Now, wouldn't that be really ironic if at the Democratic National Convention she breaks both ankles and they got to put her down? Wouldn't that be terrible? All right, but maybe that is, if anybody's betting on this thing, maybe that's the way to go. You know, maybe that could have been, you know, like with the whole year with everybody concentrating on who's going to be the presidential nominee for the Democratic Party, all you'd do is look at this race and go, all right, Big Brown, number one, and the chick, number two. You would have won $141 or $142 on the exacta. For $2, you could have back $142.
And you could have decided the election.
Yeah.
If you couldn't have gotten them to, you know, get them to agree to it.
Exactly. And Colonel John came in like fifth place. John McCain.
Yeah.
Hey, wouldn't that be great if Colonel John would come in third? Everybody would have been kicking themselves in the ass for not betting. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll have more audio of the Kentucky Derby and Paul Majors. And what we do like to do the first Monday of every single month is have Paul come in. And he does a special every Thursday called Where Are They Now? Where he looks back at famous people in California, perhaps around the United States, and what happened to them.
Yeah, news events.
Yeah. What are you guys working on this week?
Well, this week, you remember the conjoined twins from Guatemala that came to California?
Oh, yeah. Who can forget
them?
Had
that big surgery here in L.A.
You bet.
I just spent time with them.
And how old
Fantastic.
Are they?
Fantastic.
They are seven now. Seven now.
They're 7 years old.
Yeah.
Are they and they're separated?
They're separated.
Where were they conjoined? At the head?
The head. Remember that?
Oh,
yeah.
Bubble.
Remember the top of their head?
Yeah.
And even though they were conjoined like that, they had completely distinct personalities.
Right.
And different, you know, wants, foods, desires, wishes, whatever.
And are they in school? Or are they? I guess we got to find out on Thursday.
Yeah,
huh?
Find out on Thursday. Yeah.
You speak English at all?
Oh yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
Look at you. They stay in this country?
Yes.
Ah, they're smart. That's how you get in this country.
Well, they actually have
come in with you know, your sister stuck to your head.
Foster parents, in effect.
That's right.
They actually have foster parents, in effect.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because they're going to need some long-term care and development.
Now, the real parents didn't reproduce again, did they?
You know, I don't know.
Oh, Jesus, I hope not. How about throwing the dice again? You got, a totem pole as your first set, and then the next one's coming in. I mean, that could be a propeller. You get three of them going. Trips. Oh, ba-boom. All right. All right, Paul Majors is with us, folks. So when we come back, we'll talk about where are they now? Where are these folks now? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Paul Majors joins us from CBS2. Watch him at 11 o'clock right here on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM, and Paul Majors joins us from Channel 2. Always nice to see you, dude.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Where'd you watch the Derby, by the way, Kentucky Derby?
Laying on the couch at home.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Just you and the missus, huh?
Just me.
She wasn't even around.
No. She wasn't even at the house.
Oh, that's the best way to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting at that home alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the kids were gone. It was just me.
Oh, man.
Me and my dog.
I was actually driving. I went to bed it out at Santa Anita, and then I left there because I was going going out for dinner, and I wasn't feeling well to begin with, and so I left Santa Anita, and then as listening on ESPN radio, and as it got closer, I pulled off the freeway and ducked into a Red Lobster, and watched it in the Red Lobster bar, and I said to the guy, I said, hey, could you turn that TV setup just a little? And he said, well, we don't want to bother the patrons. I'm like, I know, but this Red Lobster is like 2 miles from Santa Anita. I bet they wouldn't mind. He was very nice, but he's laughing. But it was a great race. This horse, Big Brown, I think is going to be the Triple Crown champion.
It's a real strong horse.
Yeah, if he's not, it would amaze me. Listen to the trainer of Big Brown here and how much tragedy this guy's going through in his life.
He's battled the demons of drug addiction, leading to estrangement from his late father, Dick Dutrow, who trained over 3,000 winners. And his life reached its lowest ebb more than a decade ago when his girlfriend was murdered during a break-in with their toddler daughter in a nearby room.
Jesus.
Always a controversial figure, Dutrow was suspended in 2005 after two of his horses tested positive for illegal substances.
Fantastic.
Oh, boo, that's not fantastic at all. But you know what? That's like the story of every trainer and owner out there. Everyone's like lost an eye or a leg or or a kid or something out there. There's a lot of tragedy out there.
But I like, I like this. I like NBC. We got the two guys in there judging the silks. And then you got this horrific story of this guy,
right.
And they can't even put up violin music behind it. It's just, his girlfriend was shot while the toddler was sleeping next door. He was estranged from his dad for drugs.
I know. It is unbelievable. And then here's the stretch call if you missed it, and listen to this Kent DeSormo and riding that Big Brown, man.
And the Phillies right there and with the fighting chance. 8 miles, she's for it. And there goes Big Brown. Big Brown on the far outside. He's catapulting past horses. One by one now. He was fifth just a moment ago. And now he's second as they come toward the top of the stretch. Talbot Cocky is also right there. And then Colonel John comes on the scene late as the field turns for home at the top of the stretch. And it is Big Brown who rolls open now to a three-length lead. 8 miles is second, recapture the glory. It's third, Talbot Cocky is fourth. And the final furlong of the Kentucky Derby. And it's going to be Big Brown bounding home to a convincing win in the Run for the Roses. It is Big Brown by five on the wire.
There he goes, everybody. Here's a tip. When the Preakness comes around, put your money on Big Brown. That is a horse that we haven't seen in probably 30 years.
Remember they were coming around the curve and just hitting the stretch, and Big Brown's really busting that jam, making that move.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's that slight charge. It was either
it was right on the final turn, yeah.
Either Eight Bells or Colonel John who came up, and it looked like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Looks like someone's creeping back. And then all of a sudden, that horse.
Yeah. It puts another gear.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that horse had the strength after the race to throw Kentasormo off the horse. And usually horses are just tired as hell after that race. All right, folks, Paul Majors is with us, and we'd like to get the suggestions from our great audience. He does a piece on the Channel 2 News every single Thursday night at 11 o'clock. Usually comes around about 10 after 11 or so, huh?
Yeah.
And the question is, where are they now? And they interview people who may have been famous in the past year, perhaps for a good reason, maybe for a bad reason. And you want to know, well, what the hell happened to him? Where are they now? You did one on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, which is great.
Yeah, we took a different look at him.
Yeah.
And then this old literary thing he's got going on.
Right. And then this week you've got the conjoined twins.
The conjoined twins from Guatemala who came to California and had that, you know, the surgery,
sounds like
that
a
lasted,
sitcom.
Surgery that lasted forever.
Right.
And take a look at how they're doing now, yeah.
All right. And they live in Los Angeles?
Uh-huh.
Is
yes.
that right?
Yeah.
All right. So Thursday at 11 o'clock, check them out. All right. Here are the phone numbers, folks. If you want to know where they are now, 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. And we've had some pretty good suggestions from our audience.
In fact, we've done this now twice,
right.
And we've taken, I think, five or six suggestions from your audience that we're actually researching right now, trying to figure out how we can do them.
Is that
fantastic.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that is fantastic.
Fantastic.
That is sensational. And you know, it always is interesting, you know, especially like athletes. You know, you want to know where maybe Ron Say is or Steve Garvey, Steve Sachs, or even going back a little further. You know, but you know, there's obvious ones. You know, Will Chamberlain is no longer with us. But there are, you know, some athletes who, you know, were very popular here in Los Angeles. And some of them are still in the news, like Magic Johnson. But others have, you know, moved on. You know, they've become, you know, they've moved up to, you know, Wyoming or, you know, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And you wonder what happened to these folks.
I went out and had dinner with my wife on Friday night. I was at work, so I just met her right near work over in Studio City. And sat at the bar to have dinner because the restaurant was crowded, so we ordered our stuff, and I ordered a soda pop. She ordered a glass of wine, and they threw these coasters down, right? So I grabbed my soda pop, and as I'm looking at my soda pop, I go to put it back down. I look down at the coaster, and it's Big Game James Worthy on the coaster.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I grab mine. I lift my wife's wine up. I grab that, took it back to the station.
Look at that.
Here's what he says. I said, James, I go, look at this Big Game. You're on this. He goes, yeah. He says, they didn't want me. They wanted Magic, but Magic wanted money.
What restaurant was it?
The Oyster House.
Oh, the Oyster House.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right on the, is that on, what, Moore Park over there? Or?
Yeah, right on Moore Park and
Witsit, huh?
Is it Witsit?
I think it is.
Yeah,
I don't know. All right, folks, let's talk to Jimmy in Palmdale. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hey, how's it going, man?
All right, looking for somebody who may have been popular.
Yeah, this dude is Sam Rubin. What happened to that dude?
All right. Well, I think he's over at KTLA. You can see him every morning doing the Channel 5 news. All right, how about Megan and Elisa Viejo? You're on 97.1. Paul Majors joins us.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Megan.
I have two people that I'm kind of interested in. First of all, Craig Kilborn from the original Daily Show.
All
and
right,
then the
yeah.
Craig Kilborn Show. What the heck happened to him? I mean, he was in some random movie like Old School or something. But he kind of dropped off the face of the earth. And the other guy is John Henson from Talk Soup. I think he replaced, Greg, what's his name?
Greg Kinnear?
Yes, Greg Kinnear.
How about that for a guy who knows nobody in Hollywood?
You know, Megan, Craig Kilborn's actually a friend of mine.
Is that right?
He actually interned for me years and years
ago. Are you serious?
In college, yeah.
And what's he doing now?
You know,
he's just got a lot of money, and he's single,
right? Yeah, he's single. He's writing stuff. You know, he's got a couple shows he's looking to get, you know.
Yeah, he's got real, I heard he's got real allergies to being married with kids. He's really allergic to that.
Is that true? Could be.
Got to take something for that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what I heard. He's a single guy. He's a good-looking dude with a lot of money. Why would you, put yourself out there?
Yeah, why would you get married, too? Yeah. The other thing that's funny about him, he'll come over to my house and watch sports. He loves sports. He's a great basketball player. Played college basketball.
I didn't know that.
And he was also the state player of the year in the state that he's from.
Fantastic.
But he's this kind of a guy. This is what I love about single guys. So my wife's cooking. He and I are watching this baseball playoffs, right? My wife's cooking, and my wife shouts over, "Greg, do you want to stay for dinner?" Here's what he says. "What are you making?"
It's like when we were kids.
Yeah.
Well, the worst thing when you were a kid is you get stuck in a real crappy meal, you got it down.
Yeah, well, I've seen he's got that figured out.
Yeah,
what are
absolutely.
You making? Spaghetti, yeah, I'll stay.
Yeah, I got caught up in that once when I was a kid at Tim Bresnan's house. He said, "You want to stay for dinner?" I said, "Yeah, sure." And she was making smelt. You remember the fish smelt?
Yeah.
Oh, boom. I can still smell it in the air. I can still smell it in my hair, this woman cooking this crappy fish in Lake Erie. All right, folks, where are they now? Paul Majors joins us, everybody. Like to find out where people are who used to be famous, maybe for the right reason, maybe for the wrong reason. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Don't forget to watch Channel 2 News tonight at 11 o'clock. And then tomorrow at 5 and 6. Is that right?
Yeah.
5 and 6.
5 and
Fantastic.
6.
Fantastic.
5 to 6 and then 6 to 6:30?
That's correct.
So that's another half hour.
Yep.
They give you a bump?
No.
No.
Yeah, you work for CBS.
I know. Did you just say thank you and took it?
After I got up off my knees.
Unbelievable.
That's
fantastic.
That is fantastic.
Fantastic.
All right, Paul Majors joins us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, call Tim Conway Jr. now. 520-9710.
520-9710.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Paul Majors joins us from Channel 2. He's on 11 o'clock every night. Also, 5 and 6 p.m. 5 to 6, 6 to 6:30. 11 to 11:30. And he does a piece every Thursday. Where are they now?
Yeah, whatever happened to.
Whatever happened to.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a better title.
We can do it on anything, too. Buildings, like restaurants.
Is that right?
Yeah, whatever you want. Yeah.
Yeah. In about another 10 years
whatever
or so.
What happened to Tim Conway Sr.?
He's in the valley. He's in the valley getting killed on TVG like his son. Let's talk to Amy in Seal Beach. You're at 97.1. How are you?
Hey. I was always wondering, whatever happened to those kids from Amish in the City?
Hmm.
Like, are any of them living outside the Amish community, or?
Where did that take? Was that a cable show?
No, I think it was on, like, Channel 5 or something. I don't remember.
Amish in the City.
Nobody knows it. Please, darling, please. Don't bust our balls with crap
Jesus
that nobody's seen.
Christ.
All right, let's talk to Tony in Culver City on 97.1.
Yeah, I want to know, where is Barbie Benton?
Oh, Barbie Benton?
Yeah, Hugh Hefner's first wife, right?
Yeah.
Or his wife. Is that right?
That's a major thing for her, man.
Yeah, wow, she's got to be in her 70s
what
now.
What kid
60s,
did he?
70s?
You know, I think she lives in a house next door to the Playboy Mansion.
How about that torture? She looks in that mirror every day. And
you know, Tony... We'll offer that name up to the committee, and we'll see how the vote goes.
Oh, Bobo, that's got to be the worst.
No, I do.
She looks over the fence, and she sees those three up blondes.
I think she lives next door to the mansion.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Didn't he have a kid with her?
I don't know.
Tony, did he? Tony Gunn?
Yeah, Tony, do you have a kid with her? Do you remember?
I can't remember, tell you the truth. Remember her.
That's why we need to do whatever happened to.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to Michael on the 101. You're on 97.1. This guy's got a good one.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, what's up, dude?
I remember a couple of years ago, didn't Bill Clinton's brother Roger get busted in Manhattan Beach for DUI?
Yeah, I think he did.
Whatever happened to that guy? Notice he's not doing any help to Hillary's campaign.
Not campaigning, huh?
Yeah, you know, that's a real interesting one because that guy was real prominent.
Yeah, he was.
when his brother was the president.
Yeah, then he dropped off. Michael's right, he dropped off the face of the earth.
Maybe Bill got to him, too.
Yeah. Could be.
Yeah, wiped him out as well. Yeah. Was on a plane with Ron Brown somewhere. I talked to, how about Fernando in L.A.? You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Paul Majors joins us.
Hey, Paul Majors.
Hey, Fernando.
Hey, question for you. You guys mentioned some great Lakers like Will Chamberlain and all them. We know what happened to Magic, and we know what happened to Riles and all, and Elgin Baylor. Whatever happened to the other ones, like Happy Harrison, Jimmy McMillan, Gail Goodrich?
Yeah, Jamal Wilkes.
Jamal Wilkes.
That's a pretty good one.
What's the other, Mel Counts, all those guys, you know, the first championship they brought to L.A.
Mel Counts. You know, Jamal Wilkes' son just played in the NCAA tournament, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Look at that.
With a team that advanced, you know, quite a ways along.
Happy Harrison, remember that guy?
I remember Happy Harrison, yeah.
Yeah. Was that his real name, Happy?
I think so.
That's the one I wrote down, you know.
Kermit Washington. That's actually interesting what happened to all those dudes. Was Jerry West on that team? I believe he was in 72.
Yeah,
I think he was with Happy Harrison. That was an unbelievable team. I remember
Gail Goodrich, remember him?
Yeah, Jerry West hitting those half-court shots occasionally. That was a great time to be a Laker fan.
And the NBA logo was patterned after him.
Yeah, it still is, I believe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, Paul Majors joins us. Where are they now?
Where are they now? Whatever happened to?
Yeah. I got to write that down. Whatever happened to? All right, that's the
title. Yeah, I'll start using "Where are they now?"
Whatever happened to Spike and Chatsworth? You're on 97.1.
Hey, you know Bill and Ted's excellent adventure, right? Keanu Reeves took out like crazy. The other dude dropped off the face of the planet. What happened? That guy.
He's now the board op for the Danny Bonaducci show.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah. No, I don't know. But, yeah, the other guy from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah,
because Keanu Reeves is making, you know, $20 million or $15 million a picture. I believe he turned down $15 million for Speed 2. Remember with Sandra Bullock? He turned down $15 million.
That was the boat one, right?
Yeah, the boat one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess
the
who
bus
was in?
One was good.
Guess who was in the boat one, though?
Who?
They couldn't get Keanu Reeves, so they got nothing. Just a very famous comedian I like to call Tim Conway. He's in he's the beginning and the end of that movie.
Oh, I got to pay attention to that.
He's the driving instructor for what's his name? Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. Yeah.
Yeah. Go rent it. All right, we have to say so long to Paul Majors. He's a major stud, and you can see him tonight in his beautiful blue and red striped suit.
Tim, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming by. Monday of every month, right?
Yep.
All right, so we'll see you again in June. All right, Paul Majors, everybody. I'd also like to thank Mike Nelson. I know we don't talk about this guy enough, but Mike Nelson is the best PR man on the planet. And the only reason CBS is alive and survives today is because of this dude, Mike Nelson. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. News with Gina Grad coming up. Gina, what's in the news, baby?
Well, Gary Coleman reveals some very strange things in divorce court, and a pregnant teen had a baby. The only problem was she didn't know she was pregnant. This and more after the break.
Wait, give me one thing about Gary Coleman. What? Give me one idea. Tease me.
Well, when asked if he had a sex life with his wife, he said, it's complicated.
Ooh, that's good.
All right, and also stay tuned right now for the David Letterman Top 10 list. The top 10 signs you've been watching a bad superhero movie. And we were watching this Top 10 list before the show. It's hysterical. Yeah, Randy loves it. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.